Learning Masechtos Chagigah Daf Gimel Min Aleph. The Gemara here is discussing the sugya of Chayrish. Gemara starting from Daf Beis and Mibes. The Gemara says that a Chayrish she'enish shemei ve'enim medaber, that's the same as a Sheit of a Katan, and he's part even from Simcha, not only from Riyam, not only from the din of being Raya Nisra Ba'azara, but also from Simcha, from being Yishami Simcha v'samach b'chagach, he's part from all the mitzvahs. But you do have a cherish, medaber and shemeya vein and medaber and ilaim, that is pater from Ria. Why are they pater from Ria specifically? You learn it from Hakel. And Hakel it says man yishmu l'man yilmedu. So there you know the man yishmu has to be that is able to hear, not a cherish. The man yilmedu, you read yilamdu, he has to be able to teach, not an ilaim. So I want to discuss what's really negay a little bit to beizim and beiz. What's the din of cheresh that's patur mikol mitzvahs? Right, we have the din of cheresh of einim medaber v'einim shmei, it's patur mikol mitzvahs, and it's patur even from shalmei simcha. We have the din of cheresh that's medaber v'einim shmei, which is only patur from Ria. But what's the din, some pratim in the din of a cheresh she'einim medaber v'einim shmei, that's patur mikol mitzvahs? The Rambam Menuchas Mechirim, Perech Haftes, Halacha Aleph, says the following. There are three individuals which cannot make a kinyan. They cannot buy or sell. Their sales are not valid. Midaraisa, and that's a cherish shait of a katan. They're not considered to have das. Avacham tignu she cherish v'akatan neisim neisim taltu meisav kiyom mechdei chayev. Chacham said that both a cherish and a katan, as opposed to a shaita, should be able to buy and sell by metaltalim, and it should be valid, in order that he should be able to have a livelihood, a cotton presumably one that's on its own without an apotropis. So, then he goes on, a cheresh ketzer nesev v'nesev. What's the case of a cheresh buying and selling, and seemingly only the rabbanim mechtei chayef? Cheresh ain alei shemeyev alei medaber, a cheresh that can neither talk nor hear, Oy shemedarme ve'ena shemeya klum, or he could talk, but he can't hear at all. Meichav lekeach beremiza b'metaltem avalei b'karka. He could buy and sell with hinting, with hand motions, by metaltem and not by karka. And then he discusses that you have to make sure that we understand these remizas. And then he says, an ilaim, a someone who's mute, she shemeya ve'ena medamir, a mishin estatek, someone who can hear but he can't talk, or he became mute, then he could buy and sell everything, whether it's metaltam or karka. So here the Rambam introduces a new concept, a cheresh shemedarme ve'ena shemeya klum. And there he also says, Pashib Shan in the Rambam would seem that he also has a din of a cheresh, and he has no das midaraisa, his mechiris is invalid. And that's why he says it doesn't work b'karka. And the Magen Mishnah asks, and the Ravid seems to be asking the same question, where'd the Rambam get that from? Where'd the Rambam get that medaber ve'ena shemeya klum can sell karka? And the Rambam's mashmi is not a bendas at all. The Braisa says, he's kipkech l'chol dvarav. What's the pshat in this Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah says, two mahalchim. Both of them very mechudish. The first one is, even though the Braisa says Zevizek Epichon L'chol Devrayim, he's not mamish like a Bekech, v'har raya. A Bekech, you don't have to check to see to make sure you understand him. A Cheresh Medaber V'ena Shemeya, you need to check. So since it says Medaber V'ena Shemeya is a Cheresh, it's Mashma, he really is a Cheresh. Except, in Lagabe certain things he's a Bekech. But Lagabe everything else that we don't mention clearly is a Bekech, he has a din of a Cheresh. That's his first mahalach. And the second mahalach is, he's medayik the Rambam. The Rambam says, shemedaber ve'ena shemeya klum. So the Kesef Mishnah says, that we say, that medaber ve'ena shemeya is a cheresh, as if he can hear a little bit. He just can't hear that much. But if he's ve'ena shemeya klum, then he has a din of ve'ena ben das, even if he is a medaber. That kind of the Kesef Mishnah. So the obvious question on the first mahalach is that the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Cheresh Shadibru Kacham Michal Makayim, Sheini Shmei Veina Medaber. But Medaber Veina Shmei, it says he's Chayiv. What does it mean then he is a chayrish, he's just pekeach for things that we mention. But otherwise he's a chayrish. It says clearly not that way. It says a chayrish is only ainah medaber ve'ainah shemeah. If he's medaber ve'ainah shemeah, he has a din of a ben das. What's Pashup Shad? The Gaon in the Bir Agrom, in Simon Reish Lam Nesif Yitzayim, where the Shulchan Aruch brings this Rambam, and also the Shnei Saliyo is Marech a little bit more, Masech the Shumas Perak Alf Mishnah Beis, he quotes the Rashi though. He says, the Chayrish Adim B'chal M'chal Makim, Rashi says, B'chal Makim Shehish V'oysam L'Sheita, L'Paitrei. It doesn't necessarily mean B'chal Makim. When the Gemara would say Stam the word Chayrish, that could mean somebody that's an Eina Shemei and Medaber, the someone that's deaf but he could speak. The Chayrish Adim B'chal M'chal Makim means when you have the three together. That's Shteit in Rashi. That's what the Kesef Mishnah means. When you put the three together, Chayrish Shaita V'Katan, then the Chayrish would have to be an Eina Medaber V'Eina Shemei. But when you stam discuss Chayrish in Chazal, that could be just an Eina Shemei and Medaber. The Gaon brings a raya. Because what does the Braisa mean? Hamadame v'ene shemeyu zeu cheirish. Lamein af gemina. But it's still shver, because miman of shach. The Gemara here is mavur that a madame v'ene shemeyu is mechuyiv v'mitzvus. That's why he's mechuyiv in simcha. The Mishnah in Chumas is mavur, he could take chuma. Why wouldn't he be able to have the mecha mecha chum kar memka? The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus Perek Beis Loch Avav says in regard to get Chayrish Chareshes Hamurim B'chol Makim Hem Ilmim She'enim Shoyim Ve'enim Medabrim. A Chayrish and a Chareshes that said in all places are deaf mutes that can't hear or can't speak. Av Mishim Medabrim Ve'enim Shemei Shemei Ve'enim Medabrim Reik Achol Adam. So the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus says that anyone who's a Shemei Ve'enim Medabrim or Enim Medabrim or Medabrim Ve'enim Shemei, he's like anyone else. He could do Kedushin, he could do Gerishin. What's the pshat punkt here that the Rambam is saying that he's ain't a shemeyam and he can't sell karka? So achreinim, the nesivas there, the siman reish lamed hey, and the beis alevi, chela gimel siman beis is beis, says it must be a specific din lagabi mechiris karka. In other words, not that we would think that he also has a din of a cherish that mean deraisa, ein mecha memka, ein makar memka, and the whole din by metaltalin is a din derabbanim mishum kedei chayiv, and that's why they didn't say it by karka. You have to say it the other way, that a chayrish that's medam b'vein ishmei is really a bardas. He could have gittin, he could have kedushin, he could have trumas, he's mechuyiv v'mitzvus. It's a special din by karka that he can't do. And you find that a katan, once he's 13, he's a bardas, right? If he's a bar mitzvah, yashdei saris, he's a baradas l'cholotar kula, but he still can't sell karka until he's 20. Vayis says Chazal at a gather that by mechiris karka, to sell karka, you have to be 20. So who would din a cherish, which is medaba v'ein shemeya, a cherish, that person that could talk, he doesn't have enough charifas to sell karka. Must be a special din. You see, the Beis Halevi brings, he had there on ban by chalitza, that says a shemei v'in a medaba doesn't help because he's not a ben das gomer. His whole sugya in mitzvahs chalitza by a cherish, and the Ramban says, he learns up the Gemara, that chalitza needs more kavana. Chalitza, you need to have more kavana, and a medaba v'in a shemei doesn't have the kavana that's required by chalitza. You have also by shchita. Taisus over here, the Taisus talks about cherish dumi d'shaita v'katan. He mentions that in Masechtas Chulin, it says chutz mecheirish sheita v'katan, and it says like da'yakachi. Da'asam atam tolim b'chdei shiuchal aminus yadei lishkait. Very interesting tesis. It says there. It says cheirish sheita v'katan, and we're not medayik cheirish dumi sheita v'katan. It brings two cases. One is in Megillah. It says that a cheirish sheita v'katan hakol k'shem lukas gila chutz mecheirish sheita v'katan. So that particular cheirish obviously is medaber. Tesis says because if he's reading the Megillah, he's medaber. And why can't he be meitzin the Megillah? The Gemara there is Mavur, because he can't hear, and we're going like the man the Amar, that is lo yashmiel azla is lo yatsa. So why don't we say, b'cheirish dumi d'sheit v'katan, it has to be that he can't talk and he can't hear. Zaktais is because it's obvious. He's not reading the Megillah. If he's reading the Megillah, obviously he could talk. So that cheirish is different. But then Taisa says that in Masechta school in that base, there's another cheirish that's an exception to the rule. Hakol k'sheim lishkoi chutz m'cheirish sheit v'katan, is an exception to the rule. And the reason for the exception is because that's totally in whether he can have kavana to do a shechita properly. Chayitz a shikl pliya. Why did Taisus assume it's an exception to the rule? But Vaisus Taisus also, it's a gayus shri in the beginning of Chulin that says that someone who's deaf, even though he could talk, he cannot do shechita. So l'chayitz is the same yisayin that a chayrish, which is medaber ve'enish shemeya, even though l'maisi has enough das to be called the bar das, to be chayiv and mitzvahs and legabe gittin and kedushin legabe most things, but he's missing a certain amount of das, and that's why the Ramban says he can't do chalitza, and that's why Taisus here and is mashma and the Gaius Shri in the beginning of Chulin is mafurish he can't do shechita. Who within the Rambam is saying you can't sell karka? That's at a learning pshat in the Rambam. And Bissel Zalman doesn't like the pshat so much. And Bissel Zalman says the pshat in the cheresh sheinah shemeya klum is not because he's missing any das, that he's medaber veinah shemeya. The point is that we're not sure that he understands us. We're not 100% sure. By a Elaim, the Rambam says like a chiddush that an Elaim could buy and sell. Now, why by an Elaim are we convinced that we understand him? Because an Elaim, we could realize if we're understanding him correctly. We could check and see and make sure that we understand the hand motions the Elaim is making. But a cheresh, we can't be 100% sure he understands us. That's what Bissel Zalman's mahalach. Al Kapanim, this is the first mahalach of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah sounds like that legabe different things in the Torah, a cheresh, which is medam b'vene shemeya, doesn't have a din of a badas, legabe mechira. But like the Achreinim point out, legabe gittin and kedushin, even really legabe kol ha-Torah kula, the mashmais of the Gemara and the Rambam itself is that medam b'vene shemeya is mamash a badas, a rei kachol adam is lashon of the Rambam. And male, they want to say that if you can learn the Rambam that way, like the first Mahalakh of the Kesef Mishnah, which is the war Pashup Shat in the Rambam, you have to say Mechiris Karka is an exception. He is missing some degree of Das, and therefore for Mechiris Karka it's an exception. And we mentioned that could be for Chalisa there's a Ramban that says exception, but Shechita the Rishonim say there's an exception. He's not a full Baal Das, but Lagabi Kalatar Kuli really would be called a Baal Das. Now the second Malchus HaMish is also very interesting, that he's Mechal between a Shemeya Ksas and a Shemeya Klum. The Beis Halevi discusses it. He says, well, why did Agamar say that the Cheresh is a Eina Shemeya Klum? Why did we say it's a Dafka, a Cheresh, She'ena Medaba Veina Shemeya? Say that Agamar could say Eina Chinami. When the Gemara says Eina Medaba Veina Shemeya, it's one of two cases. But really, a Eina Shemeya Klum has the same din as a Eina Medaba Veina Shemeya. But the base Levi asks the Gemara Megillah that we mentioned, that Yitessa Midbeis. The Gemara says, "Akol Ksheim Lukris is the Megillah Chutz Mecheirish Shaita V'Katan." Shaita V'Katan is clearly because they don't have das. But a Cheirish, the Gemara was very bothered with, because, like we said, the Gemara doesn't read the Zayis clearly. But obviously, we're talking about a Cheirish that's Medaber because he's reading the Megillah. So here the Gemara says, "The Golzak Rav Yosi that says Lma Yishmil Aznav is not Yitza." But why did the Gemara just say, "Is Ein Shemeya Klum"? And Mimela, Eina Shemeya Klum is not called a Bardas. It sounds like even Eina Shemeya Klum is called a Bardas. So the Beis Levi says an interesting teretz. He says, when we say a din of Eina Shemeya Klum is not a Bardas, even if he's Medaber, that can't mean a case where you have a perfectly normal person that was able to hear and speak, and Mitamol is hearing, became impaired, and now he can't hear at all. Now he can't hear a word, but he can still talk. Such a person is clearly a Bardas. You see, it's really a little bit shver. The Gemara talks about a pekech and a scharish. Pekech and a scharish, the Gemara is mavur, he doesn't have das. The shaila is, Bishleim is someone who was born a cheresh, he can't hear, he can't talk, so he wasn't able to connect to society in a way to achieve das. But here, he was completely functional, he could even been a gadol b'Torah, and now he can't hear and he can't talk. So what's the pshat? So the Beis Levi says it must be, if he can neither hear nor talk, we're assuming that he did lose his mind. That could happen. What's the pshat now? He can't hear, he can't talk. The pshat is, now his das is gone. Now Shengen, if he can still communicate, he can still talk, even if he's an Eina Shemeya Klum, that would be clear that he's a Bar Das. So what's the case of the Rambam of an Eina Shemeya Klum that he never was able to hear? So the Beis Halevi says, a Chayrish which was never able to hear, his talking also is not a regular speech. It's not like he's talking in a way that's intelligible. He says it would be impossible such a thing. Someone who's never able to hear, he can make sounds. He can make the different sounds of talking, but he can't really have intelligent speech. So I guess in the times of the Beis Halevi, and presumably the times of Chazal as well, they weren't able to teach a Chayrish that was a Chayrish from the time he was born to speak. Subsequently, they were able to take a Chayrish that couldn't hear at all, and through intense therapy and teaching, get him to speak, and even to speak intelligently. It would sound a little, it wouldn't sound the same as other speech, but at least it's intelligent. People will be able to make out what he's saying. But this had a base of Levi's learning the Kesef Mishnah. Chayim is stamba de gepshat. A chayrish she'ena shemei klum, the medaber is not really a dibur. I saw Rav Meisha Nigris Meisha discusses this. If you have, let's say, a chayrish that can't hear, he could speak, but most people can't understand him. You need to really get used to his form of speech to understand it. He felt that he was a chayrish. He's considered an ena medaber. The Beis Halevi is calling that a medaber, but he's saying that's what the Kesef Mishnah means. That's what the Rambam means. The ena shemei klum, even if he's medaber, but it's not really considered a dibur. And that's why the Gemara in Megillah, that's talking about someone who could read the Megillah, al karchak, that can't be talking about an ena shemei klum. I mean, he must be one of two things. Either he was able to hear somewhat, and that's how he learned how to read the Megillah, or he was able to hear originally, even if now he can't hear at all. But that the Beis Halevi is saying, that wouldn't be nichol in the Rambam, in this Kesef Mishnah Skiddush, and Eina Shemei Klum has the same din as Eina Medaber. That would only be if it be Mimei Imai. But someone who's reading the Megillah, Al-Karchak either could hear partially, or at least, if he can't hear now, at least he could have heard before, and that's how he could read the Megillah. That's the Beis Halevi's Mahalach. The Maisa Nesivus asks, and L'char, this is Taka very shver. L'char, if he's able to hear partially, he's B'chol Mad HaCherish. What if you have someone who's an Eina Medaber, and he's an Eina Shemeya, he's a Shemeya partially, but he's an Eina Medaber? Is he an Ilay or a Cherish? Lamaisa, when you scream in his ear, he can hear you. He said, the Tshuva Sarash, in Klal Pehe at the end, it's brought in the Tersim Reish Lam and Hey, someone who's very hard of hearing is not a Cherish. Period. So how could you make such a chilek? It sounds like the Kesef, you can only make such a chilek is if even someone who's very hard of hearing is a Cherish, but that needs a Eina Medaber, and if you can't hear at all, then you're a Cherish even if you're a Medaber. Whoever you'd want to learn that. But the halacha is not the way. The halacha is even someone very hard of hearing, as long as he could hear, he's not a Cherish. As I refers in Tshuva Sarash in the Tur. Also, if you have such a Yisayin, the Rambam should have said it by Gittin and Kedushin. It's a very important Yisayin. By Gittin and Kedushin, the Rambam makes the klal, like the Gemara makes the klal. If you're a Medaber v'Eina Shemeya, you're Kachol Adam. He doesn't say anything about Eina Shemeya Klum. Punkt here by Hilchus Mechira, he throws in the Eina Shemeya Klum, cancel Karka. If you're going to say Yisayin, then Eina Shemeya Klum is not a Bardas B'chlal. So the Rambam would have to say this Yisayin other places in the Rambam also. That's why Nesiva says it's much to say like the first pshat, that there's no difference between an Eina Shemei Klum and a Shemei Ksas. Okay, the whole Cherish is an Eina Shemei Klum. Someone who's a Shemei Ksas is b'chol not a Cherish. But Lagabi Karka, even a Medab of Eina Shemei cannot sell Karka, like we said. And now let's see a little bit the Gemara about Riyah. By Riyah we find even a Medab of Eina Shemei, a Shemei of Eina Medab is also Pater. And the Gemara asks, and how come Marshalin Yuri the Ptir, Marshalin Yisimcha the Mechaivi, Lenin Ria, Gomer Ria Ria Mehakel. They said, Hakel, the Sam Rashan Shetaf, Xibba Gesholi, Rois, Samamelo Mehakel, it's the same as Ria. You learn out whatever is part from Hakel is part from Ria. Vahasim, you know, and how do we know that by Hakel, a Medaber Veni Shemei, a Shemei Veni Medaber is part? They said, Laman Yishmu Laman Yalamdu, Utanya Laman Yishmu Prat Lamedab Veni Shemei, Man Yilmadu Pratla Shemeya Veina Medaber. So Laman Yishmu means he has to be able to hear, even if he could speak, but if he can't hear, he's Pata from Hakel. Laman Yilmadu means you have to be able to speak. Now the Gemara first thought that if he can't speak, you're not able to learn. The Gemara Bereiyef and the Trei Ilmi, that they're able to learn even though they couldn't speak. So the Gemara says, you have to be able to teach. If you can't speak, you're not able to teach. That's the Gemara. So the Trei Evin says that the Gemara was really being saimach on the Maskana. If you're going to learn Kipshutai, Laman Yishmu, Laman Yilmanu means that you have to be able to hear and learn, and someone who can't hear can hear, and someone who can't speak can't learn. So there's no half minute to be able to learn that Tariya, because that's a chsar and echetimsa. In order to mekayim the mitzvah vakel, you have to be able to hear, you have to be able to learn. Someone who can't hear and can't learn, avad, you can't be mekayim mitzvah vakel, there's no point of him being there. He wouldn't be able to learn it out from Riyah, even if you have Gzeira Shava. It's not a p'tur, it's a chsar nechetimsa. But Lamaskana, where we're saying it's Laman Yilamdu, to teach. So what does teaching have to do with Hakel? Am I able to come and participate and learn? So Gzeira Sakasav, you have to be able to talk. Gzeira Sakasav, there you can learn out to Riyah. And even Laman Yishmu, we find that afterwards he says Baznei, and you learn out even the Cherish Baznei Achas is Pater. So Mimela, so Gzeira Sakasav, a Cherish Baznei Achas could hear, he could do the mitzvah of Akel, it's Gzeira Sakasav, that he's Pater. Gzeira Sakasav, that you can learn out to read. That's what the Turi Evan says. And he writes, he says, Kushagav Atzmacha. Let's say someone doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh. He writes, he's Bavadeh, he's Pater Minahakel. Because what's he listening? He's not able to understand. He said, Laman Yishmu doesn't just mean to listen, it means to understand. Like Yishamei Yosef, Yishamei Yosef, they didn't know the Yosef's understanding them, V'chein Goyah Shal Yisushma L'Shaynei. Pasuk says, you won't, a guy that you don't know, you're not able to hear his language, meaning you don't understand his language. So good, Savada, he can't hear anything. He doesn't understand it. He says, Savada, he's Pater from Hakel. You're going to tell me he's Pater from Ria? Must be, it's a chsayne chetim, so you can't learn out. It's only exeris akasav, a kreish bazniachas, or leman yilamdu, which there you're able to hear, you're able to understand. You just can't teach, you can't talk. That's exeris akasav, that you can learn out to Riyah. That's why Semis is bothered. The Semis says that even leman yilamdu is not just exeris akasav. Leman yilamdu means the Torah wants that you're coming for Hakel, you should be able to teach it. And if you can't teach it, Simeli Yipater. Is that there's no Te'elas in you coming because you won't be able to teach it. I think the Rebbe holds that that's not a reason to pater him. Even if the Torah wants him to teach it, but at least he's gaining from being there, he's learning himself. Why is the person he's teaching more important than himself? If the Pshat is he can't learn it, v'chlal, so the point is learning. If you're not learning, you're not gaining anything. If you're not teaching, avadi you're gaining. Now about the riot that he brought, that someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh, the Chisal Gal Daitach, that will be Pater from Riyah. So first of all, the Shasemis doesn't think it's so shmer. Yeah, maybe he's talking Pater from Riyah. But I think the Turi Evan is tiny, that would be very shmer. No one says anything that you have to know Lashon Kodesh to be Chayev in Riyah. But he says that perhaps he be Chayev in Hakel, the Shasemis says, because maybe even if you don't understand Yechayev and Hakel, there's maybe Laman Yishmu's Kipshut, they have to just be able to hear it. And also he says he's Roy Levila. He's Roy to know Lashon Kodesh. A Cheresh is not Roy for Shmia. Someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh is Roy Levila. You don't find that someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh is Pater from Hakel either. The Rashash, both in the Kunchus Acher and on the Turi Evan, and on the Kunchus Acher Turi Evan, the Rashash asks the Shaili, you see by Megillah Esther, where the Gemara is mavur in the second parak of Megillah, that Nashim Amachiv in Mikra Megillah, even though they don't understand Lashon Kodesh. The Gemara's Lashon is, because there it says, Aloyah Shishama Ashuri Yatza. Someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh and listens to Lashon Kodesh is Yatza. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? He doesn't understand it. How could he be Yatza? And the Gemara says, well, the Nashim also don't understand it. But it's a mitzvah's kriya besume nisa. Rashi says, when you listen to the kriya, you can ask people, what do you said? And they'll tell you, so here also someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh could always ask someone who knows Lashon Kodesh, just like you find by Megillah Esther, where also the Gemara was bothered, why would you have to listen to the Megillah if you don't understand it? But the Gemara says, mitzvah's kriya besume nisa. So you can say the same thing by Hakel. But the Rashash here on the Gemara On the back of the Gemara, the Rashash is Meisav, the Rambam is Mefurish that way. It's not very interesting that Terevin wasn't Meir this. The Rambam says like this, it's very Gimel Ocha Hei Nuchas Kagigo. HaKriya V'Abrachas Lashin Kaidish is discussing HaKal, and he says, the Kriya V'Abrachas Lashin Kaidish, Afa Pi Sheyesham Lo Yuzayis V'Geyim She'enem Akirim. You have to do the Kriya Lashin Kaidish, even though there are people that don't know Lashin Kaidish, or Geyim that don't know Lashin Kaidish. Chayavim L'Hakshav, L'Hachim Liban L'Hakshav Aysam, L'Shmaya Be'emev V'Yir V'Gil R'Adah Kem Shinit Ma'i B'Sinai. You're listening to the Torah. You have to concentrate and prepare your heart and listen with Ema Yira and Gila and Ra'ada. You listen with fear, trembling, and you listen with joy as the day that it was given in our Sinai. So it doesn't matter that you don't really understand the words, you get the basic message without it. Mamash Mefurish in the Rambam that someone who does Lashon Kodesh also listens to Hakel. Now, Al Kapanim, the Etzem idea of the Terev, and I hear, he's saying that if the Pshat is, you won't be able to, because the Metzius, you can't hear, or you can't penetrate at all, you're not able to learn anything, that wouldn't be a Ptur that you can learn out the real, and the Sarsemis is Mefakfik. Now, because you have this Drasha of Ria Ria Mehakel, the Gemara uses it to tell you that the Pturim by Hakel, like Cheresh and Elaim and Cheresh Bazne Achas, is also part of by Ria. And the Rambam writes that who would then the other way? That anything which is, you find the Ptur Lagabe Ria, would be a Ptur Lagabe Hakel. The Rambam Hilchas Kagiga Peri Gimel Halacha Vei says, Kol apatim in Ariya apatim in Mitzvah Sakel, Chutz min anoshim v'atav v'aro. So noshim and taf, which are part in Ria, because there's the Churcha, but they're chayiv in Hakel, that's a Mefurish Pasuk, Hakel is some anoshim and anoshim v'atav. But then he says in Oral also, Avalatame patim Mitzvah Sakel, Shem v'vekel shov v'zein royal libiya. So all the things that are part of Ria, I guess like a chigar and yachalal is Baraglov, that's part of Hakel. But Aral he says not. So the Mefarshim Abadin, that first of all he says Aral is chayiv, and a tame is part, because it says v'vekel shov v'zein royal libiya. So you want to know, Mefarshim Abadin, why is Aral chayiv? Aral is part of Ria. The Rambam by Ria says a tame part, the Mishain a tame royal libiya. For Aral is Pater, so why isn't he also Pater from Hakel? And even the Tameh, why do you have to say a special thing, the Tameh is Pater from Hakel? Because it says, Bavaykal Yisrael. Typically, he's Pater from Ria. So the Brisker Rav and Erech in that Bezim of Bey says that there's two types of Pturim. There's a Pturim that is not Bechefza, Shayach to the Inyan of Ria, like a Chiger. But the Pshat is, he's not Bechefza, it's a Ptur in the Etzim Aliyah L'Regel, he not Shaykh by him, Indian of Aliyah L'Regel. So Mele by him, there's a Ptur from Hakel Taka. But the Oral, it's not a Ptur mitzad the Chefza, it's a Ptur mitzad the Gavra. The Gavra, it's like a Ptur study. Also, a shtickle like what the Terevim was saying, it's a Ksar Nechatimsa. Betzim is, yeah, Shaykh to the midst of Ria. Navas, Oral Gatami, Oral is Mas Gatami. So Mele Ibezeh, they wouldn't apply to Hakel. Hakel means somebody who by him the Bechefza is not Shayach Ria. By him, he's part of Hakel. But the Pshan is Bechefza Shayach Ria. Just as a Ikav study, he's an Oral. He's Tame, he's a Tame grad. You'd have by Hakel also says Bevaikal Yisrael, he's any Royal Labia. Now Shengen by Oral, by Ria, he has a Pturis after its study, a Pturis at the Gavra. Now Shengen by Hakel, he wouldn't have the Pturis.